Versailles. Written by Elizabeth Massey and read by Piers Wayner. Based on the scenario by Simon Mirren and David Wollstonecraft. The morning sun had not yet risen when Louis was awakened by Bontemps and told that the birth of the royal child was imminent. Dressed quickly in his burgundy robe, the king hurried along the corridors to the queen's apartment, followed by Bontemps, Colbert, and his guards. Louvois, awakened by the tumult, appeared at his doorway as the entourage passed by. "The queen?" he asked. Bontemps nodded. Louvois joined the procession, but as they reached the queen's door, the king addressed him. "Your war plans have no merit, Louvois. We cannot expose our flank. Encircle them all, one city at a time. Make for the Rhine and then north to the sea. Bring me all of it." Louvois, taken aback, said, I cannot plan a war this way. We cannot afford..." "The money is there," said the king. "And more important, so is the glory." Bontemps opened the door. All entered, but before Louvois could join them, the king slammed the door in his face. Marie-Thérèse screamed, the sound piercing, agonized. The king, Bontemps, Colbert, Masson, and Claudine flanked the birthing bed. The queen's ladies-in-waiting, courtiers, several guards, and the queen's pet, Nabo, stood behind them, filling the room with tangible expectation. Marie-Thérèse's eyes were red-rimmed and exhausted.
"Too many people," she managed. "Too many."
Then she bore down again, wailed, and pushed. Louis smiled encouragingly.
My son is here."
"Here," said Masson. "The child comes."
He peered into the folds of the blanket, where, at last, a baby's wet head was visible between her legs. The queen cried out and pushed again. The child was expelled, squawking with life. Masson stood straight. He blinked. Claudine, who had been watching closely, stared with terrified eyes. Masson turned from the bed.
"Everyone must leave," he said.
Louis frowned.
"At once," said Masson.
Louis jerked his head and everyone cleared the room, leaving only the king, Bontemps, Masson, and Claudine.
"What is the meaning of this?" Louis demanded.
Masson looked at the queen and baby still hidden by blanket. He swallowed hard.
Sire,
"Speak.
Where is your tongue?"
Claudine lifted the blanket to shield the sight of the child from the queen, who lay panting on her pillows. Masson gently picked up the baby. It was a little girl, wailing with healthy lungs. And the child was black.